Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
BTS podcast. I was set to get married to a Nambian man.
No. A Nambian? A what?
Sorry,
Nambian.
I was set to for me.
Yeah, I was set.
Oh, so we're not starting off strong, but now.
And not starting off strong.
Come
now.
Like it was put together.
What's Nambian?
Yeah.
What country is that?
Namibia.
Namibia.
Oh,
Namibian.
Oh. Is it Nambian?
Namibian.
I've never heard of it.
I'm not saying I was set to marry a I was set to get married to a Namibian man that I met on Facebook.
Hey, how old are you?
Facebook.
Can I finish the first sentence?
Sorry.
I didn't know Facebook was a dating marketplace.
Okay. On Facebook, but I left him due to the fact that he was cheating on me.
Oh, good choice.
I confronted him about it, he was unapologetic and he said that there was nothing wrong. In fact, he proposed polygamy right at that moment.
Wow.
It's brave.
Wow.
I mean, I'll be thinking it sometimes.
I would never say
what
it.
What country is this sentence?
I don't know.
Namibia.
Namibia.
Yeah.
Wow.
I lost all respect for him at that word, and I felt like not even an Ash. Okay, she's Nigerian. Not even an Ashe Award deserves him.
Wow.
At the beginning of our relationship, he opened up that he has 8 kids.
Oh,
eight kids.
No wonder she found him on Facebook.
Yeah, no wonder. With different women, but his family only know 2.
I mean, you
only two women or 2 kids.
By the way,
what?
Nah.
It sounds like a mess.
I discovered a DNA report in his documents that revealed that he is also the father of a 3-year-old boy who was born shortly after him and I started dating.
That one's
which
lineage.
Which makes this boy baby number 6. That I was never told about.
Hold on.
The math is not mathing.
Your math is not mathing.
Somebody, can you audit? Earlier. Can you people audit this math?
No, that's not because she said how many there were 8 kids.
Yeah,
but she said that she doesn't know
this
about.
Number 9 that she did that she didn't know about.
Number 6.
Sorry. Yeah.
You said
baby number 9.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Baby number 9.
I thought maybe that was too long.
No. Okay.
We're paying attention.
No.
There's too many numbers going on here. 8, 9, 6, 7, 8, 9, 4.
Come like a tax return, bro.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
So
I thought 2 of the kids got missing in the
night.
Okay, where did they go?
But 9. Sorry. Oh yeah, my that God. Makes this boy baby number 9 that I never got told about.
Yay!
Random.
The day I broke up with him, he didn't want to let me go. Instead, he said that he wants to fix things.
Oh, there's nothing to fix, brother.
I questioned him about the side chick, and he told me that she has no problem with his polygamy idea. I think this is the mother of the number nine. And then she has no problem with his polygamy idea and the number of kids that he has. Mm. And further said that she doesn't mind even if he has 20.
Oh, yeah. You need to fact check that.
He added on by saying, I am selfish, that I do not want to share, and he doesn't understand.
Share him.
Yeah. He doesn't understand why, because we are in Africa.
Remember, I asked you, where is the setting? You wanted the scene set.
Bear in mind that this was all on WhatsApp text, which I took a screenshot of. Months after the breakup, we spoke on text, and in the conversation, he told me that what he said was all a joke, and that there was never a woman he was cheating with.
Where did this baby come from?
No joke.
Immaculate conception.
Fast forward, I got to find out who this side chick was and who is.
I don't know how I feel about this woman calling this baby side chick.
By the way, because she might actually come in like she's a side chick. Yeah.
It's like honey from Baxter. You're a side chick.
But can we say that if she was said to be married? Plot twist.
Bro, that was how many people have been set?
You know, like that. Yeah.
She met bare people.
So she was on your marks, get set.
There was no goal. All seven lanes on the side. Relay.
Cool. So fast forward, I got to find out who this side chick is. Who is now said to be his wife traditionally.
Did I not say that? You said it. Forgive us.
So just wait, this was traditionally.
It's not legal. We'll come to that.
I texted her on social media with an agenda of helping another woman from being trapped by the same snare that almost trapped me.
What is a snare? I don't know. Fake news. I hate that. He's an instrument.
Being trapped by the same snare that almost trapped me. But the little girl in her 30s is not
little girl in her 30s.
That's a mature woman.
No, but you, how old are you? If you're calling her, she might be in her 40s or late 30s.
Listen, if you are finding love on Facebook, you are 40 plus. You are definitely 40 plus, but
you know, like that.
You'll be surprised. People back home use it heavily, you know.
That's true, though.
You have access to internet. You're talking anyhow, running your mouth. Are you joking me or what?
Okay, bye bye. What he's talking about, you cut your cord according to your size. You gotta choose one. You know, I hate it. You got access to everything. You gotta choose.
You choose your data is only certain amount. You can only
have exactly. You know,
switching.
You can have in Uganda, they call it MBs. They call data MBs. When your MBs are low. But you can only choose one. I get it. You're right. I get it.
So I text her on social media with an agenda of helping another woman from being trapped by the same snare that almost trapped me. But the little girl in her 30s is naive and still so deep in love. She thinks I'm jealous and believes that she is favors, as per her word, for having a bearded boy in a man's body for a husband.
He wasn't a bearded boy in a man's body.
When you are enjoying.
She was giving me an energy of an amateur who had just started dating for the first time. And she mentioned that it's sad that a woman like me wanted to hide behind the face of polygamy and stick to a man that doesn't want me. I forwarded the screenshot where he was denying ever being married to her And she said that the next time I sent her screenshots, I should send her the screenshots of the whole conversation. She continued to play defensive.
Mm.
I again sent her more screenshots from when he proposed polygamy to fixing things with me and the number of kids he has, which he clearly never told her about. She ended up blocking me.
I'd also
and
block
that's
you
the
as
end
well.
Of the day.
Sorry,
we
what's
all
the
know
dilemma?
What's the mother's problem?
It sounds
you
like a Nollywood movie,
your,
man.
Yeah, you just want to tell your story.
Yeah.
Damn. That is...
Sounds like a
so
script.
So the amateur, yeah, it's not amateuring.
By the way.
She's not maturing.
Honestly. I mean, for me, yeah, Bam Nang, if you... May I speak?
Yeah, yeah
of course, you may.
If I may.
Yeah.
You may.
Women that go to other women as women. I have a bone to pick with you people.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because the truth of the matter is, there are some of you, very few, that yes, it's out of the kindness of your heart.
Okay.
To stop the snare.
Yeah.
But most of you people, it is selfish reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because 100%. You've seen this babe, she has a child. They say heir and a spare. She has the spare.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Lineage.
Mm-hmm. Lineage.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one's hurting you. That for you, you haven't produced a son. You know, women love to produce sons for African men. You do. For us here, yeah, maybe the British, you don't mind.
Yeah,
but in Africa,
then, facts.
When you produce a boy, you are king, right?
Yeah.
How are you getting her? If she's accepted that the man is polygamous, he has
women,
why are you getting onto her, calling
Stop
her immature,
Smanya
bearded boy, all these things? You're being selfish. Because now you don't want him, you also don't want her to have him. And that is the truth of the matter.
I was going
to
say that she had way too much energy for the woman.
Yeah, definitely too much energy.
For someone she's not with, isn't it?
But I don't know. I do understand, though, why some women would like want to give a warning.
Yes.
To someone else. Like, I understand
100%.
That. You don't.
Nah.
You don't understand.
Well, what's the... Let them find out yourself now.
Exactly.
But you know, he might be a different person to that woman.
By the way.
Sometimes you need to tell some girls to beware.
Yeah.
Beware.
To be honest,
and I love it.
You have to beware.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
So you're saying that you've dated a guy, you've broken up, and then he's about to start dating someone else, you would warn that babe?
No, but let's say
no,
like
but
there's
overlap.
Been some overlap or
okay,
something.
Okay,
really?
If you've come to the other girl as a woman, and you're doing out of the cut, like, you need to be aware, like, blah, blah, blah. There's some people that come to... Not your hand up.
He's giving his side eye.
Okay, go on.
No, finish.
No, I was saying that there's some instances where, yes, I agree that some people do come to women not to come on like a friendly tip, like, oh, this is what... It's kind of like a boastful kind of thing, like, oh, this is what your man's been doing.
Yeah,
he saw me last night.
Was it Michelle, come get your man? Was that the tweet?
Whitney, come and collect your man. You're not coming on like a friendly kind of, you're doing it kind of like spitefully, like, oh, seeing as I'm in this shege, I need to put you also in this shege, so we can be shegeing
together.
That's what
I am with you, sister.
So how do you pick, though? Because with this woman now that's been blocked, clearly. No.
To be married, but that's
she's not blocked. That's my thing, isn't it? Because clearly, I feel like that was a tipping point that she started to come online.
I think that's the blockage.
So my main thing is that how do you then feel if you try to be the one to warn?
And
now you got collapse. They you everywhere. Blocked you.
The snare has now snared
you.
I'll be burning.
On top of the ongoing snare. How do you feel?
I'll be burning. I can't even care. I'll be like,
raw. I should have minded my business, isn't
it? Yeah, literally, I should have just kept to myself. What?
Yeah, but she doesn't even... From the story, it don't seem like she was coming on the friendly tip. Like, maybe that's what she intended to do. But maybe, like, down the line, she now started why is the person not being receptive for what I'm saying? You must hear by force. You must hear me by force. After Nigeria, you must. You must hear me by force.
When a guy does you dirty, like, I think people don't understand. When a guy does you dirty, you want to see them suffer.
You want to see them suffer to the point where it's like,
where the person that they thought they would get
happily
away
ever
with,
after.
Shut it down. 95.
But you know, the men are
doing the same thing now, you know.
What do you mean?
They're going to other men.
You're lying.
No.
You don't
that's
know.
Unspoken. Nah. That's unspoken one. I'm telling you.
I
would love to hear
you
this.
Know she's been. Yeah. Oh, you know that yes, girl. Swear. She's been
yeah,
all around.
Men
are coming to men as men.
Yeah.
Oh,
nah.
Trust me.
No. Boys are coming to men.
No. Boys are coming to men.
Don't think it's one way, bro. It's definitely
are you talking about mandem that might lose, you know, the next man and be like, oh, by the way, are you talking about strangers?
No, mandem that was with the girl before is going to another man to say, yo.
No, because I was going to give an example. Remember when you man scorned me?
Whoa.
Scorned. It was you in particular.
Okay.
Remember when I told you that I previously dated someone who, for me, I never
knew. Frequented
that I frequented someone that had another man, but I never knew.
Yeah.
I was just there to enjoy.
Oh, okay.
And then one day I saw, you know, some people for us, we don't show our notifications.
Yeah.
But for her, she shows them. So the message came up and it had hubby. I said, hubby?
Ooh.
I said, who's this hubby? She goes, no, it's not like that. I kind of want to leave him. But right now I need him because he pays for my car. He pays for da 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 da. And remember, I told you guys that I wouldn't tell a next man. And I'd probably continue what I came for.
You're the problem.
No! What about you people? Focus on the project at hand.
Yeah.
Let's not be blindsided.
You are part of the problem.
So wait. Let's
break it down.
Wait a minute. Let's clarify something.
Wait a minute.
Were we telling you like not to do that? Or like,
yeah.
Because it sounded like
Because what he's saying is different. Yeah. Like, yo, like
we snitch on his ass. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, if I'm your guy,
or we told you to stop.
Yeah, you said that I should have told my man. And I shouldn't be dealing
with
that.
Did you know the man?
I didn't know him, no.
Huh? What do you mean? What?
What are you talking about, bro?
Is that what you guys said?
Yeah, you know
what? I don't know what he's talking
about. Bro, do you remember what we're talking about?
Because even though they probably told you to stop seeing the girl.
No, we also said I should have said.
If he don't know the guy. If it's his guy, and then he...
That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand
you
this scenario.
You definitely said it, bro. You definitely said it.
Apparently,
it
was
you. No. But big man thing, though. This is different to what we're talking about.
No, yeah. It's not the same thing.
If I'm seeing a girl now, to find out she's got a man, but that's deep.
Okay, I see your difference.
Yo, bro.
Like, for me, I was enjoying.
It's the same thing.
Because she's still in a relationship.
No, listen.
And now she's doing a thing.
She's
collecting cucumber somewhere.
Cucumber. Can I ask a question?
She's eating serious vegetable.
I'm more like a sweet potato kind of guy.
That's different to where someone's broken up with a girl. You've moved on. You're going to tell the next person they're getting with. It's different, bro.
I think his point that he was making is like, what guys are doing...
Yeah, they're calling other guys.
If you used to date this girl and now you broke up and now she's moving on with somebody else.
Yeah, they're calling
like they will call that guy and say, yo, do you know to try a smear campaign?
I never knew that one.
I have a question for you though. So you said that you were just there to have fun.
You shouldn't have said your story.
You forget that there are follow-up questions. So wait, you're telling me
get
that.
On him.
Don't worry, I'm coming. You said that you were there to just have fun, but then you started moving mad when you found out that she had a man, but then you were like, I'm going to stay here anyway. So then why are you causing a scene?
Pressure.
Can I wait?
To be fair, you're right. It's a bit of a contradiction because it's one of those things where I was enjoying my position.
Yeah.
But I was kind of disgusted at the same time.
I hear you.
Do you know what I'm saying? How could you be here with a whole...
I'm not going to take this one serious. At that point, did you have that question?
Did you even like
from the beginning it was
to
like
want to take us seriously?
No,
because you could
But then you people, you know, back then I was just overplaying.
We don't know back then.
We don't know. Explain.
Yeah, explain,
it was
please.
Last week. Legit.
Well, no, it wasn't last week, but it was a long time ago. Don't worry. Yeah, I'm an old man now. But the intention in the beginning, we were just enjoying each other's company. It was mutual.
Okay. Mm.
Yes.
Of course it was mutual. Mutual.
You know, like that.
What's yeah, she gonna do,
like,
have two
obviously,
boyfriends?
I didn't have any intentions of being with her like yeah. permanently, yeah. but maybe it could have happened had I not found out what she was doing.
I swear.
But, like, but when I found out, I was disgusted because I thought, like, raw, I thought you had the same morals as me.
How did you find out, by the way?
What do you mean?
What morals?
What's this guy talking
what
about?
What do you mean?
What morals?
Why is it?
Yeah, morals. I'm not going to be doing this if I have a partner.
A partner.
This is fun.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, that was your morals then?
That's where
that's
how I drew my line. So seeing that, I just felt nah, and I'm not gonna lie, I felt okay. Now I have something over you.
Wow.
So she can like.
Well, Linda, you're like this.
No, I was like, because now.
Okay, I'm glad I know the Melinda the fourth.
Not the third. Because at that point, it was even though I was just enjoying, yeah. it was only how I was enjoying with.
Really?
Yeah. So when I saw that,
so you were,
I said,
"Now
loyal. I can also go and enjoy
you
it elsewhere."
You were loyal to the.
What did they say?
To the situation.
No part can never change his.
I mean, you gotta let him talk to me like this on your platform.
Back there. Especially sports to you.
I have a question.
Sorry, I'm joking.
So like how
pressure.
This is for all of you though. Yeah. How do you guys decide like whether or not you're gonna take a girl seriously if you're doing this sort of having fun?
I think that's part of it. Cause it differs, isn't it, for different guys. I think initially most guys you're like, you're seeing a girl, boom, 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 you're just and as it goes on, you might then start to see certain traits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, you know what? Yeah, this is making sense. I think, I don't know, you could speak for women. Maybe you guys see a guy, you're like, yep, this is someone that potentially could be that. But I think like for me, it's something like it's over time. I'm like, okay, cool. And I think like for me, that's why I asked you, that situation there would have been, oh, okay, I'm putting you in this bracket now. Because I feel like you might do that to me.
So she was not in that bracket for you at the beginning. Because when you told the story, it kind of sounded like from the beginning, you're already like, we're just here for fun.
Like that's what led me there. Fun is what led me there. But sometimes, over time.
Fun, so sometimes
it can take you to different directions. People in mad situations.
Yeah.
It starts off as fun. Before you know, she says she's pregnant.
But for me, what especially now to all my young brothers, but like, if you're dating a girl, the first thing that is key is check the relationship she has with her family, particularly her father, if he's
still
around.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
In my dating stages,
you
know my CV is very long. So one thing that I've learned is. And again, I'm not trying to generalize, but the ladies for me that I've dated that haven't got good relationships with their dad or don't respect their dad, kalas. Like,
really?
It never works out for you. It never works out for you.
That's a marginalization. I'm interested to like know a bit more about that in terms of like, how does it, could you give like an example of like what that, how it would impact your relationship with the girl? Do you get what I mean?
So, okay, I'll give you an example. So if I'm dating somebody and, for example, it's Father's Day, and let's say I've got a child with them, but me, they get me something. But I'm like, oh, what'd you get your dad? And like, oh, forget him, man. Like, he was never there for me or da-da-da-da-da-da. But yet he's there. He's actually in the, like, he's still with the mum or everything, but they don't have a good relationship. To me, that shows that when things are tough, you're going to forget all the great things that I've done and you're probably going to switch on me the same way you switched on your dad. Do you get it? Because although your dad may not be the dad you want him to be, at one point in your life, he was there for you. Do you know what I mean? He was there for you.
How
for your
you
mom. Oh, okay. I'm talking personal experience from what I've been through with someone that was in that situation. Yeah, this is. Okay. But now you don't message BTS. They asked me the question.
That's his experience. Yeah, and I think that's what it is. And I think that's what like we always have to remember. Everyone has different experiences.
Yeah.
Our experiences is what makes. What makes your opinion as well. So I think to that point, yeah, you can say yes, but I think I'm not totally disagreeing with that because I think it is important, but also I'm not 100% as well.
It's like with everything in
life, innit? Because I feel like other people can get that fatherly love or that figure or whatever it might be from someone that's not their biological dad.
Yep.
It could be from like even their uncle or someone that male figure that was there in it. So I wouldn't necessarily.
I mean, that's
say,
why my caveat was I said family. Yeah. Relationship with family, particularly.
No, family, no, 100%.
Yeah.
I think for me, I take family as a whole.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you're going to get with someone, look at the relationship with their family. And apart from the relationship with the family, even meet the family.
Facts.
See how the family, facts. See what the mom is like, see what the uncle is like, the sister. You, that is so important because I feel like in a relationship, like, it's always up and down.
Yeah,
I feel like when things are tough, like sometimes you know how you're like, I can't stand this person right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have someone you talk to. You might talk about what your situation is. You need to know that they've got people there that are grounded that can actually speak to them on a, give them perspective. Like, listen, give them examples.
I wish I could.
When I was going through it, like, do you know what I mean? In it, because I just feel like a lot of people don't have a good family standing
check
in it.
What counsel? A girl they've got around them.
Exactly.
Who do they go to for
when
advice?
Things are going tough?
Because for me, the reason why I'm so scared, and I know you need to speak, but I'm just going to bring another story very quickly.
Yeah, go on.
The first girl I ever loved. Give me again.
How
she might watch
you?
This.
I met her when I was 15, 16.
Wow.
First guy I ever loved. Everyone knows that. These men know who I'm talking about. I love this girl to the moon and back.
Here we go again.
People, I love this girl. What I thought was love. Like, I proper love this girl, right? I'm not going to say too much. I don't want to bear up. But her mum hated me.
Sorry,
huh?
I was going to say,
her mum
hated you.
Yeah. Tiffany
necklace.
Yeah. No.
This is after.
He wasn't getting money like that then.
I
really wasn't.
It's true.
Because I remember, like, we were so in love. We used to buy baby clothes in secondhand shops.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
At 16.
I don't know what this guy was on, you know.
Bro, I'm being honest. Because I want you to understand how much I like this girl.
Baby clothes.
And then,
you were thinking about wanting to produce a baby.
Man. We wanted to produce a baby.
Wow.
But her mum hated me.
Why would her mum not hate you when you want to produce a baby? Her mum didn't know all that. She just knew that. What was that, secondary school? College. No, 16. Because I remember her mum hated me.
And she was Nigerian. Maybe this is where my love hate story started with people. Yeah, mum hated me. And I'll never forget, she said to me, oh, because I was on loudspeaker, but she didn't know. She was like, oh, he's Ugandan. His mum probably died of AIDS.
We do not condone that. Don't put that on Nigerian's news. No, I'm not putting that on Nigerian's news. That woman is a people. I'm taking a breath. Listen, I am taking a breath.
She said that to me, bro. And I think what hurt me about that was, even after that, the girl, bless her, obviously I knew that was her only parent, but she never really held her accountable. She's like, oh, you know, sometimes Africans are just like that. They just, I'm like, no, that was hurtful. Do you know what I mean?
She's 15, isn't it?
Yeah, I hear it. I think it's really like, that mum, that's crazy.
I'm actually so sorry that you had to hear that.
No, no, it's,
but anyway,
at that age as well.
Yeah. I think it's hard, it's tough to like put the like onus on the girl at the that girl. Moment, age, to stand up to her mum.
No,
like,
I hear that.
First
that's
of
a
all,
point.
In an African household, Nigerian especially, doing that. Standing
back
up
forth.
No,
not back and forth.
It's not happening.
Get out. And she was way too young to do it at that age.
I hear it.
But damn.
Nah, but the point I was trying to make though is we kept trying to make it work after that.
Okay.
But it was how long
did you run away together?
You're annoying.
I
mean, we did go away for the weekend.
Because that's just what teenagers do.
Yeah, we kept trying to make it work.
Run away, and it was
just never
going
to work.
We're
going to end
life.
But I knew I'm in pain. I'm joking.
How long were you guys?
Like another, maybe like 3 years.
Wow.
But it was never going to work. Because even the relationship she had, it was too...
Mm.
I don't want to talk too much on the situation, but it just wasn't...
Cohesive.
Yes.
No, I 100% agree with that. Like when I think about like some of my friends as well, like who haven't had the best relationship with their partner's parents, that's always been the
thing that breaks it up.
Yeah, it's like we've been together for so long, but we just can't get past this point because it's like the parent doesn't
like me.
Yeah, or like they're just not even necessarily like. Like I have one friend who
it's been like 8 years and the mum still is refusing to meet her.
What?
Wow.
See?
Dang.
That's crazy.
Where do we go from here?
Dang. That's the thing. You can't go anywhere from
there. What about your importance to family?
No, I think family is very important because obviously you get to see like what you're getting involved with kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But obviously to your point, yeah, that's what I was trying to say earlier on, yeah. Like in terms of like you saying, oh, if they don't have a relationship with it doesn't matter. I would say I come from like my parents were together up until obviously my mom passed or whatever.
Mm.
Having your parent doesn't mean they can be together, but
toxic.
They're never there. They don't.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? They're not. Oh, like, how
it's almost
today?
Better if they're apart. In some instances.
Or are you saying that you can have parents that are there, but they're absent in a lot of things? Like they're
exactly.
there physically,
so
but
you're not
going to
build any relationship with them.
Like they're
you know
not. They're not there. They're absent.
100%. So I think to that point, yeah, what you were saying, like I agree with it to a certain extent. But if my girl or like my partner doesn't like her family or whatever, you want to know, okay, what happened? Why don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And you got
to
realize,
get to the root of it. Get to the root.
Like, you can't dictate like how long it takes them to heal from a situation. You know what I'm saying? I can have an issue with my dad and I think, oh yeah, it's cool. But some people, whatever their parents might have done, could have scarred them for,
That's true.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I won't necessarily, my thing will be more about, okay, when I start having conversations with them, are they willing to, okay, let me hear
understand.
You out? Like, that's where I was like, okay, you got some sort of respect for me. Like, I might show it to you from a different perspective. Like, oh, try call your mom. Like, you know what, let's start. Take it easy. And then that's where, but I wouldn't fully. Because
you
of that.
You like to fix people.
Huh?
You like to fix.
But no, if I believe in them and I think, because come on, bro.
How you get that from what he said?
No,
that's what he's saying.
No, but he's. No, but I can't be a hypocrite.
That's
though, because
what he's saying.
Yeah, it depends if
like
person,
he don't give up on them. Like,
yeah,
like,
because
like
I'm
with
someone
like
me.
Wow.
You just leave.
I was long suffering, but now don't do that. I was long suffering.
He was long suffering 3 years.
He's been. I'm not the most easy person to get along with. Do you know what I'm saying? This guy's been there. Trying to fix me for so many years.
That's so dumb.
Myself, because I know how I am. Look, he's just sitting.
I was parched.
Yeah, parched. Yeah, okay.
I'm parched.
But because
what
I think
these words today? Parched.
Because of I know how I am. So sometimes if I feel like someone's good energy, whatever, I can try to be there. Like,
understand. To be fair, also to add to that, I want to say two things. Ladies, be careful when you're spilling your family secrets to your partner. Because there's a lot of men out here that will take advantage of knowing
and
that information.
They'll use it. They'll use it.
Like how?
Like there could be a situation where maybe you've told your partner that, oh, like I've been going back and forth with my parents, blah, blah, blah. And they could hear you going back and forth with your parents. Then you might not have an argument with him. Yeah. Like, oh, this is how you are with your parents. This is how you be going back and forth. This is why your parents don't even love you. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
This is why your parents don't love you.
Can you imagine?
Or not even that, like,
you don't even respect your dad. How can you respect your dad? Can you imagine?
There was a friend of mine. I remember he was telling me the story where his girl was telling him about her mum and dad and how they were arguing and like obviously deep, deep stuff. But then she must have been like, oh, like we've been together 5 years. You haven't engaged me. He goes, has your father engaged your mum?
Jesus! Huh?
Was it not your dad that was out here sleeping with other women? Da, 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 and now you're coming. Ooh. And I was just like, bro, you said that? He was like, yes. Very toxic behavior, by the way. But that's why I said, be careful. But listen, be careful. Yeah, I warned you before.
Beware.
I'm telling you, and they'll bring it. It's almost like a nuclear.
Yes.
They'll leave it in their pocket.
Yeah. They'll have it activated.
Can
yeah.
I just
they'll throw
say,
it.
He stabbed her with the, has your dad engaged your mom? And then he turned the knife when he was like, he's been out here sleeping.
With other women. And you're here asking me for marriage.
How dare you?
By the way,
is mad, bro.
That is like, obviously that is absolutely crazy. But I feel like that's not because she's told him stuff about her family.
True.
He's just like that.
True.
It could be a completely different thing. Do you know what I mean? Mm. He's just like that. Like anyone that can do that,
you're right.
It's not her fault because she
never
told
him. Yeah, but she gave him the ammunition.
I'm just saying, be careful.
Like, to pull that trigger.
So are you saying that you're not going to share like intimate details about...
No, you...
Especially
you
with your husband.
But you have to just be careful with the level.
Yeah, I don't think you should share everything with your partner though.
No.
About your family. No.
No. I agree with that.
What, you don't, yes, not everything.
Not everything.
Wait, when you say partner, you know, we're using British terms now.
Okay, sorry. Okay, husband and wife. Husband or wife.
It's husband and wife.
Oh, husband and wife. You don't think so. Oh, no. Like, if certain things... Okay, if certain things come up, then, yeah, you could be warranted to tell. But it's not like I'll start going down the catalogue since my...
the beginning of time.
Oh, you see that uncle over there?
The beginning of time.
Oh, he did that. Like, there's no point because it doesn't really add any value in your situation.
That's what I'm saying.
What, me telling you what my great uncle did on the 3rd of March, 1962.
What's it going to do?
What's it going to do for my relationship?
And what can you help with the situation?
Do you understand? Unless it's directly impacting our situation or
isn't
our family.
Well, no, I guess not. I don't know.
No, some people like to pillow talk, even in relationships, not even marriage. They'll start telling their boy's business to their girl that they're just...
Yeah, that's what they're making up business.
Bro, how many men have done that?
You keep bringing up so much topic.
Sorry, I've got to tell you a story.
That one there,
We spoke about this in our podcast.
Okay, we won't repeat it.
We need to have guys' perspective as well on this because as women, you do sometimes get a bit of comfort where like you get familiar with a guy and then you just start talking like, oh, actually like, something happened here. Like, you maybe want to get their thoughts and like, or you might
frame it that way.
You might frame it that way, but actually you genuinely want to be like, okay, like, what should I do here? Like, I actually don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But as guys, I know guys, I feel like they form. Guys will form like they don't tell their baby stuff.
Trust me.
They don't talk.
They overtalk.
Yes.
Even details she never asked of.
They'll be spilling
people's details. Crazy. I hate it.
Why do you think that is?
I just think certain guys feel like that is a way, I don't know, to make their babe trust them because
they... But it does.
I feel like
it does to a certain level where if you're like fully, if you feel like, oh, this person's like wanting to share like aspects that doesn't really concern me.
So you're framing all your other guys under the bus.
You're framing them, like, no. But you're framing it like you want my... You respect my take on it. Like, for example, there's certain things where if I respect my partner and I'm like, this guy is really like insightful when he gives like, he gives me insights of how to deal with situations, I will go to him because I respect him in that way. And obviously I would want him to understand that I'm only coming to you with, I don't have to come to you with this, but because you're my partner, I respect your decision. And I actually want to know like how you would move. I trust you with this.
I would tell you.
So I do want my partner to recognize.
I think you're coming from a perspective of like real situation.
Because women know
that.
But I think the pillow talk we're talking about here is like, oh,
it's just gist.
Man, them go I'll out give with their example. Boys, and then now you come, oh, you know, rare, just moving to bare girls all over the
place. Yes.
Wait.
Okay, go.
You know what I think it is here? There's levels to this, isn't it? I know what you mean by it in terms of like throwing stuff like under the bus and that, yeah? So it's like now, say, I've gone out with him and him, yeah? And then, like, something has happened. I've got bad cheating or whatever, yeah? Right? I'm like, no, but we were, no. You have to take that L yourself.
Nobody.
But the thing is, when certain people get under pressure, they just want to, and then the next thing, nobody didn't take your hand like, to say, enjoy this. So men need to learn, when you get caught, you take your accountability and say, yo, it was my fault. No one else was involved.
You get into a situation where it's like, yo, now your girl is like, yo, I hate you, that friend.
Exactly.
They didn't do.
And even to add to that, it's not only situations like that. Some of them are even more like evil. So what the guy does, he's noticed his girl doesn't trust. He hasn't been bagged, but he's just noticed his girl's a bit insecure. So what he will do, he will use his boy
as a decoy.
As sacrifice.
Yeah, sacrificial.
And then come and say, Stacey, can you imagine? GT was out here moving mad,
why you have to use me?
Sorry, My bad. Cedric was out here moving mad, you know. Man's hearing Cedric, you know, had sex with a girl unprotected.
But that's what he's doing.
She's pregnant. And they'd be like, I'd never do that. I don't even know how Cedric can move like that, let alone the disease.
And you should get too close to my guy to pull her back. Please don't.
Where?
But
But what I was going to say, because these are all, I get what you're saying, facts. But that stuff is just, that guy is crazy. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is, in a situation where everybody is normal, right?
Everybody is normal.
You know those people that they just like gist? Like they can't hear something and keep it to themselves.
Yes, exactly.
They just want to always share. So it's not about what Beatrice has described where it's like, oh, I need your advice. Like, how would you manage? It's just gist. There's nothing that person can do. Mm. I just want to share that. I think that that can be quite damaging. And like, I don't know. I just feel like...
So but if a guy came to you and was just telling you stuff, would that raise red flags for you?
About his close friends?
Yeah.
If
you guys are building a relationship.
Are we in the relationship currently?
What does that mean?
You are said to get married.
I think also though, yeah, I don't want to throw this part out of it. I think also depends on who your partner is.
Yes.
Gauge who your partner is.
Does she mean well?
Not even that. Like, you know, there's certain people you can speak to about stuff, but they will hold it down. I don't know if that's what I'm talking about. Like, even if your guys or whoever comes around,
they want
the same treatment, it's the same everything, then maybe you can... Discretion. Do you know what I mean? But there's people that if you tell them about so and so did this, when they come around them, they'll start like, acting funny. Yeah. They won't even say hello. Yeah. They will be so big that
what's going on?
For me, I've told all my previous girlfriends.
And how many?
You've told them what?
There are many.
When he was in love at 16, you want to be asking how many?
There are many. And I always tell them in the beginning, if ever I've done something wrong, if ever like there's issues, just pick one person. Pick that one person that you
and
go
to that.
And stick to that person. Because till today, even when you guys annoy me, I have one person that I go to.
Who is this one person?
I can't tell you the person. But one person. And this person will never treat you lot differently. Mm. They'll never move differently because they're able to be objective.
Yeah.
They take the emotion out of it.
And no, you guys are looking at each other like,
did they ever tell you wrong?
Did they ever tell you accountable?
Okay, cool.
Have I not made changes by nine?
Actually, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Pick one person.
Hashtag growth.
Growth.
Oh, I know. It must be bad.
Quick question.
It can only be bad.
I think so.
And also another disclaimer I wanted to say was... This is random, but men value respect more than love. Let's put that out there.
Been hearing this.
Yes. I'm just letting
you
know.
But they will tell you have to earn this respect. If you don't earn it, you're not getting it.
Can you imagine? What comes first, the chicken or the egg?
I don't even know. No, is it the egg? It must be the chicken.
You need the chicken.
The chicken came first.
We had a question. I was going to ask, because Beatrice, you know how like you don't like people talking to other people about your business. Like, if Beatrice has this thing about like, if I have an issue with you, come to me. Do
direct.
Not go elsewhere.
Be direct.
She hates
your
that
chest.
She doesn't want to hear her business outside.
Like, literally, it is my pet peeve. Like, immediately do that. In my head, you're gone.
See, Beatrice now comes out. She's no longer Beatrice.
Beatrice.
Lady B. Lady B. Lady B.
In a situation where you've just described where it's kind of like, oh, I'm going to my man first. Say I'm in a relationship. Are you happy for me to then go to this guy?
Ooh. What, if you have a problem with me?
Mm.
Because it depends. I can't lie, it depends. I think the man thing depends.
Okay.
Only because, like, if it's actually your proper partner, you actually feel like he would reason with you properly to approach me correctly. If you're going to be mad to me.
So it's like, approach me, step to me correct.
Let him deal with you first. And then he'll come to you with the correct
man.
Wow. If it's one useless guy, then you yourself, you're telling me, like, I don't really respect this guy. You know what I mean? I'm just having fun. We're here for the ride.
Wow.
If say you've said something to me, like say about your partner on Saturday, one thing I don't like is that does not give me the reason to feel like, oh, I can move mad with them.
You understand?
You still gotta have that respect to even though I think you're moving mad, but that's your
People ain't got that.
Yeah, some people they think because they've heard so much things, they think now that gives you the right to come and talk to me. Like, I'm like, bro, who are you? Like, that's the one I don't like, you know.
Yeah,
and it happens a lot with women, and I don't wanna lie. The friend So my girl would have spoken to her friend about what I've done. All of a sudden, you're in my house, you're not greeting me. Who are you? Who are you?
Man, what are you doing in that situation, though?
Wait, if you've noticed
like a shift.
That is so true.
But it's so true.
This is a true story.
You don't even greet back. Move, man. You're opening the door.
Move your dusty self.
Yeah,
in my own house.
By the way, why do we leave?
That's mad. You better off not going there.
No, so for me, I just called the person. I said, hello. Are you not going to say hi to me? And the person said,
She did it again.
I said, okay. Oh, I just pulled the missus to the side. I said, that one does not return here. This will be the last visit.
This guy's a nice guy.
Yeah, well, other that people.
I will tell her if I by the time I enter my room, I change into my shokoto.
My shokoto.
I'll come back out here. Yeah? If you don't leave this place, yeah, I will call that ring.
Legit.
I will call that ring.
Now you're right. I'm too nice.
Are you mad? In my yard. Where I pay council tax.
It's crazy.
This is what I'm trying to say.
No, you're right.
It's different when you and your girl are having issues. Say, okay, this is my partner. Yeah. You know, we're in love, whatever. Yeah. So now when your friend starts disrespecting me,
because at the end of the day, when you two make up and everything is good,
you're gonna be looking down. Like,
and the problem is, they always make up.
They always do.
Hey, and then now you're like, yeah, naughty corner.
She looks stupid.
That's why in some situations where you argue with your partner,
you have to be careful.
You have to be careful who you tell or when you tell or what situation you are telling.
Or if you tell at all.
Exactly. Yeah, because you now tell, then you've already moved. You've even forgotten that you told your friend that thing happened last week. You're already, we're going to Paris. Yeah. Yeah. Paris? I thought you guys were coming out. Oh, no, we moved on from that.
So you know what I did in return?
Yeah.
You know me, what they say, tit for tat is a fair game.
You always have some sort of like...
You're like my dad, fam.
Yeah, like, sort of riddle.
I don't know what it is about me, man. Yeah, I'm just so aff. But the birthday that came afterwards, I planned it. Surprise. Did I invite her?
No. You're so silly, bro. This guy.
Boy, well, yeah. I am petty whack.
You must have petty whack. Whack.
You're not getting invited.
Sakali amazes me, you know. Instead of you to take action there and then, this guy.
Let me tell you something.
This guy doesn't take the action as like a slow killer.
Let me tell you something. You people, you met my father. My father said one thing to me. When it comes to matters of the heart,
matters of the heart, slowly.
He says, never show your hand.
This boy.
Never let them know what the left, what they say, when the right hand is doing. Don't let the left hand know. She never saw it coming. But she was there wishing happy birthday on Insta. Tagging the story.
Never got Insta. Never got Insta.
Oh, yeah. Five star dinner, man.
You know, it's him, man. You come home, he has packed all his teas with the letter. Ah, yeah. Yeah. You didn't see it coming.
Yeah, man, didn't see it coming.
Yeah. That's nice, you know.
Hey, bro, you live and you learn.
Yeah, you gotta watch them, man, that can control their emotions.
I'm very scared of them.
Yeah.
You
gotta watch
them. You see
them,
the man, them that are like me. I don't worry about them because I know what you see.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But you see those guys?
You
look at them, you say your father is a bastard.
The man will come for you. Well done.
He said, yeah, yesterday I was with your wife. He said, oh, nice.
I hope you guys had fun.
I hope you enjoyed. You're pushing. You're saying bad things. He said, oh, nice, man.
Next thing you know, you're quite scared, man.
But you know, they say you didn't wake up next morning.
We have a saying, when you know your worst days, things can't get to you like that.
Mm.
I know I've suffered in this life. So these things, like you said, you slept with my wife. Okay. Okay.
That's crazy.
We shall see.
That's crazy.
No, but I think sometimes that is a good way. Me, I would have initiated a blow to the nose.
Too funny.
So funny.
But anyways, let's jump to the introductions. So, hello guys.
We haven't even said hello.
Bad. Bro, it's crazy. But hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of the BTS podcast. You are joined by lovely hosts, Beatrice,
Tammy,
and Sharon. And if you guys haven't
haven't been able to tell by now, we have very special
guests. I don't know if you haven't been able to tell now. I don't know what you've been
doing.
My bad. Wow, this is...
Audio listeners, I don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
But anyway, do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Yeah. Our brother pod?
Yeah.
Our sister pod.
Our sister pod.
Brother and sister.
Banange, we are so honored to be here with you people.
Very much. Yeah,
we are the brother pod of the BTS podcast.
Okay.
We are also known as In My Opinion podcast.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Come with all
on.
The opinions.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love these girls, by the way. We love these girls.
Oh, yeah,
we
guys
met them.
Love
yeah, we do. We love y'all, man.
Words of affirmation is my love language. We'll get on to that.
Yeah. It's mine, too.
That's why
yes.
we get along.
Come on. Yeah. Full love.
Yeah,
I am Melinda the Fourth, but some people call me Sukari, but I'm sweet like sugar.
Oh,
I've also added a new akka, Salongo to be.
Eh?
Mm-hmm. Salongo to be.
What does that mean?
I'm soon to be a father of twins.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I don't have anyone pregnant. Sorry. I'm manifesting.
Okay.
I would love twins. So, someone bear me twins. It'll be one.
Yeah, it's your boy DT. Don't talk, just listen. AKA designated driver.
And it's your boy Uzoma. Any other Uzoma?
It's a counterfeit. You can tell by the outfit.
Come on.
No, we're so happy to have you guys. No,
happy to be here.
Happy to be here. My first time in the studio, man.
Yeah. Come on,
nice. I see this is where the magic happens.
Yeah, it's nice and cozy.
Abracadabra, baby.
Come on.
I'm crying. So yeah, as you guys know, time to do the things that we do every week. So first of all, we do Rate Your Week. Where we rate our weeks out of 10, just see how you guys are doing. We'll probably just do you guys for time's sake. Okay. So yeah, out of 10, just let us know how your week's been, brief and stuff. And then yeah, rate it out of 10. Just so
10 being great.
10 being great and 0 being not here.
Listen, I give it 10, man.
Wow!
Come on, man.
Any reason why?
No, it's not the news. It's just about the fact that bro, alive, breathing, healthy, you know. 100%. Making money.
Come on.
Things
come
are
going
on. Well.
Come on.
You know, making a, doing big things.
Come on.
You know.
Come on.
You just got to be grateful, man. That's
it.
Yeah,
you do, man. I love that.
Come to me now. I think I echo what he's saying. You know, it's been 10 out of 10. This week's been proper, man. Like,
really?
You know what I'm saying?
Love
I think, like, for me, like, I've been doing a lot of like reflection and I just like to see how far we've come in it.
When is you guys' anniversary?
The next year. By July.
July.
Yeah,
and
July.
How many years would that make you?
Three.
Four.
Is that four? Jesus Christ.
Oh, so you're one of the
same as us.
You guys are like pretty much same.
That's why we are siblings, but we were born at the same time. Twins, even. This is a twin I've been looking for. Wow.
Look at that. He was right there.
Praise God.
So like for me, yeah, it's just one of those things where like something we just started now, like that's a big man. I'm grateful, man. So we're here as well.
Come
this
on.
Week. So
come on.
Yeah, that's a big 10 for me.
Love that. Yeah.
For me, I was going to say 8.
I was going to say eight because
I've had a great week. There's been like the man have said, like our podcast is also making good strides. Like thanking God for that.
Mm.
Yeah.
But since I touched down here, I am now a 10.
Hey!
I swear.
No,
I'm now a 10.
Love that.
Whenever we're with you guys,
no, it's
energy,
good vibes,
energy,
it just makes
energy,
sense.
From the moment we opened that door, we've been laughing.
Literally. When we walked in, I literally want to record it, but I was like, you know, not everything needs to be recorded. I don't know. Do you lot ever meet people and you're like, where have you been all my life?
I'm so annoyed that you guys
were not there when I needed you, but it's okay.
We're here now. It's not too late.
We have many more years to live by the grace of God.
Amen.
I love that.
Amazing.
How you guys been?
We've been good.
We've been good.
We were all on holiday.
Oh, but traveling.
I know. Like, literally.
Yeah.
You went to Nigeria.
And then I went to Morocco.
We saw the pictures.
I saw this one last night.
Yeah.
He said she was in Marrakesh.
But now she's here.
I thought we were meant to be filming tomorrow. So then I found out she chatted the jet. Listen,
BTS is doing things.
Levels.
Too funny. Wow. Oh my gosh, I love that. Cool. So the next segment, if you guys again don't know, get to know, we have a song of the week. So each week we add our favorite songs. It doesn't have to be current. It can be old. It can be whatever it is. But just our favorite songs that, you know, we're feeling. We add it to the playlist.
Yeah. I feel like you should add this guy's song, Celine Dion, that you will list, that you will listen to.
We add a song to our playlist. So if you guys don't know, the link to the playlist is wherever you're watching from. So if you're listening, you'll be in the description. If you're watching, you'll be in the description box. But yeah, you can find the links to the Apple Music and the Spotify playlist. Guys, what are we adding to the playlist this week?
Jeez. Are we in the conversation?
Yeah,
of course. Oh. More than us.
Yeah, man.
Please, people, don't judge me.
No, we'll never judge.
But I've been doing that challenge, that surround sound.
What's that?
You not seen it when they put the phone on the ceiling?
Yeah.
But no, that song now is stuck in my head. Surround sound, 21 Savage, and is it Jid?
Yeah.
It's around. It's a big track, bro.
Yeah, it's a big
the
track.
Challenge is even.
Hey,
yeah.
Get off TikTok, man.
No, to be honest, that is a big track, though.
No, it
surround
is.
So that's what you want them to add to the list.
Yeah, for me, I've just brought it to the table.
Yeah,
whatever they added.
Yeah, we're adding.
I don't know if it's a democracy. We have to vote.
Waiting be this one like this.
Been through many things. Many, many G's. But well, I still find my peace.
Like say I know they see.
Which kind of person be this?
Yo, come on.
He's got that one, and my one is the other one. Blessing auto, automatic.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Guys, I feel so left out. I don't know this song.
Yes.
That's my order.
That he's got peace, I got feel good.
Yeah,
feel good.
Peace, feel good.
I love that.
You know, you don't know the lyrics, you're just there.
Go on, listen to me.
It's okay.
Go on, listen to me. Okay.
Rest in peace, right?
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
Are you guys adding anything?
You guys can go ahead.
I don't think I have anything.
Yes, I'm gonna add. Of course, I'm gonna add.
Come on.
I'm gonna add Ginger by Olamide. Have you heard?
Yes, Ginger. With that girl that was doing her head like this.
I haven't watched the video.
Have you seen that video?
Ginger.
Hey, see vocals.
Come on.
I don't think it's.
Can we use the
mic? Yeah, it's a song.
This one.
Make a ginger.
Make
a ginger.
Is that the song?
You haven't seen that video of the bride that was moving her head like this?
Yeah, I have seen it.
We'll see it.
I don't know how I felt about the album. I thought it was okay. Have you listened to the album?
No.
Okay, so I listened to the album. That's definitely my favorite song on the album. Yeah, I wasn't really sure how. But anyway, the other song I'm gonna add is one song that bitch singing non-stop. Beatrice was singing. In fact, I have two more. Beatrice was singing this one song in Lagos. Yeah, bro. She would, before the song even got to the end, she would rewind it.
I love it, 12 times, always from
by Bryson Tiller.
Such a tune.
Big tune. The other song I'm gonna add is Act Bad.
Act Bad.
I even feel bad for adding that because of him. But
he's not involved, Bambi.
What, in the song?
Is it? Oh, is he on the song?
He's on the song at the beginning.
Oh, I've never heard the whole song.
But anyway, it's not even about him. It's just JT.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
It just speaks to me on behalf of my friends.
Yeah.
I'm going to hear JT's verse.
Yes, so I can see what's he speaking to.
It'll be in the playlist, guys.
Come on.
For real. Are you adding anything, Tammy? You say you're not?
No, I'm not.
She's not. Graciously.
I think I will add one song. Let me have a look what I've been listening at. Okay. To be fair, I can't remember if I've actually added. You know when, like, because we've refreshed the playlist so many times.
Okay.
No, you know what? Let me not.
No,
let me know. Okay. Okay, so those are the songs we'll be adding to the playlist. Again, make sure you guys check out the links to the description. Like I said, we've upgraded from Linktree. We moved on to Comey. So make sure you check it out and you will see the links.
These guys are mentally like, Comey, okay.
No, funny enough, we met them. We met the Comey guy. Yeah, we're supposed to have, well, I told you, but I didn't tell you the name, but yeah, it's Comey. Because I think they do a lot of people's websites.
Yeah,
it's wavy still.
Loving Comey right now. I'm so done. So yeah, those are the songs that we'll be adding to the playlist. So if you guys are enjoying it, vibing it, please tag us to let us know that you're enjoying the playlist.
Come on.
And yeah, that's basically it for that segment.
Cool.
So I wanted to ask you guys a question because I've said this on the pod before, but I listened to a podcast. They're based in LA, three guys. They're called Nice and Neat. And I love their podcast. Mm. It's like one of those male podcasts, but you know when they're talking, like they make sense. Because you know, like a lot of, like you guys are okay. Thank God they said that you guys can keep your mics on. Thank God for that.
Amen.
You know, like some male podcasts, you start listening, you're just thinking to yourself, like, I need to switch this off. But they always speak a lot of sense. And recently they were having a conversation and basically, what they were talking about didn't really matter, but the way it started was we have a lot of conversations, but we don't, like in society, but we don't always hear the male's point of view. We don't always hear the men's like perspectives. Mm-hmm. And one discussion that we've had on this pod before is about love languages. But obviously, we're three girls, so we've never had guys do that before. And I just wanted to understand whether, like, you guys think love languages are important, if you even know what they are.
Mm-hmm. I'm well versed.
You are?
I am.
Okay.
I don't know about you.
I'm sure of it, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, of course.
And like how much that plays a role in like your friendships and relationships. Like, do you guys know each other's love languages and do you make an effort to speak them?
I think we've discussed it before. That's a good one. We've discussed it before, but I don't think we've ever actually like zeroed in on trying to remember.
Should I say the different love languages?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. So number one is words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a description
there
as well?
So,
long.
You don't have to. Don't worry.
Okay. No, those of us whose love language is words of affirmation prize verbal connection. They want to hear you precisely say you appreciate or admire. Or what you admire about them. For example, I really loved it when you made dinner last night. Wow, it was so nice of you to organize that neighborhood bonfire. Or I just love you.
Okay.
Love language two.
Our counterparts live a whole different life, you know.
Love language two, acts of service. Some of us feel most loved when others lend a helping hand or do something kind for us. A friend of mine is currently going through. Oh, okay, let's just leave that. But yeah, basically that. Love language three, gifts. Those of us whose love language is gifts aren't necessarily materialistic. Instead, their tanks are filled when someone presents them with a specific thing, tangible, intangible, that helps them feel special. What are you trying?
I'm just parched.
Oh, you're just parched.
Yeah, you've been parched a lot.
Love language four, quality. Love language four, quality time. Having another person's undivided, dedicated attention is precious. Is a precious currency for people whose love language is quality time. Love language five, physical touch. Expressing the language of physical touch can be as platonic as giving a friend an enthusiastic fist bump when she tells you about landing an interview for a dream job, or as intimate as a kiss with your partner to mark the end of a work day.
Oh, wow. I don't like kissing, you know.
So nice.
But I do feel like we all do it in different times of the day.
I feel like everyone does it, but
in different times of just the day.
But what's the one
where you feel like, okay, like at any instance, that would be the first one?
Do you want to go first?
For my one to be acts of service.
Okay. I knew yours. I feel like I just know.
I think we spoke about that before, though.
Okay, before you say yours, can you think what the other ones are? So what would you say Uzi's love languages, and what would you say DJ?
Me, I've already said.
I was just saying
but I knew yours is acts of service. Yours is gift giving, give receiving, whatever.
Nah, I don't think so. I think his one might be acts of service.
Yeah,
acts of service.
Yeah, isn't that the one I said?
No, you said gift giving.
Do I look like I'm craving for?
No. I think his one is
Physical touch or words of affirmation.
Yeah, words of affirmation. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Words of affirmation.
It's not gift giving. It's not gift giving.
It's words of affirmation.
What's your physical touch?
Words of affirmation.
Indeed.
Don't touch my words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
But no one's just going to be like, oh, mine is two. That's what
you got. Why would you do it in such a feminine voice?
What? I said, what's wrong? What? I said, you're going to say yours is two.
No, but you shook your head and you did this.
Please,
it was very sassy.
But that's how you're going to do it, though. How many is yours?
Wild. Anyway, no, mine's one. Words of affirmation.
Okay. I told you.
No, you said two, so don't do that.
Oh, so it's not two.
It's not two. It's just
no, but we were right, though. It's not have a word of affirmation or whatever.
Gift giving.
No, no, it's not gift giving.
No, sorry. Where's affirmation? Yours is, why is it gift? It's acts of service. Like, you like things being done for you. The way someone can show you love is by going out of the way for you.
Yeah, but that's not giving.
No, but you said gift, though.
Yeah, sorry. I got
you confused.
It's hard. Some of them, they overlap quite a lot. But yeah, I think maybe then you mean acts of service.
Acts of service.
Acts of service, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the way he shows love as well, even though not all of us receive love in that way.
That's true.
What about you girls? Just for so people know, like, what
should
would
we try guess?
Ooh. Yeah, what would you? Oh, you can guess actually. Who wants to guess first?
I know you. Gift giving.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like
you
think I'm gift giving.
Yeah, gift giving.
Okay.
Undivided. Which one's one of undivided attention?
Which one?
Quality time.
A quality time.
I think she's words of affirmation. She looks like words of affirmation.
I think words of affirmation, quality time.
Sorry? Decide.
Okay.
I'm
gift giving.
Beatrice, you guys think is gift giving.
Okay. Yeah. Sharon, words of affirmation.
Do you agree with that? I think it might be quality time, but...
Yeah. I think she's quality time. Tammy.
Quality.
I think Tammy enjoys.
Might be right. Yeah, I feel like Tammy will stop you up if you try to say you're going
out,
innit? If you say, I got to go, where are you going? You're just staying there. Yeah. Lock the house. And,
that's what I'm saying. It's quality time. Words of affirmation. Can we lock in our answers?
Yeah, so we said words of affirmation.
For Sharon.
Gift giving.
Quality time.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
You go. Mine is correct. It's actually words of affirmation and quality time are like right next to each other. Yeah,
okay.
I've done the test. So I'm like words of affirmation and then directly underneath that is quality time.
Oh, okay.
So mine used to be gift giving.
Used to be. What's changed?
Things have changed.
Yeah.
Now that you can buy the gifts for yourself.
So she bought the house. She bought the house. So now she no longer needs your gifts.
I'm crying. Hey. No, it used to be gift giving, but I think when you go through situations and like, you learn a bit more about yourself, right? You realize actually, no, this is actually not as important, especially like in certain times. So I think for me, it probably is gonna be acts of service / quality time hand in hand. That's
everybody wants quality time,
by the way.
Hey.
Mine's definitely quality time.
Well done.
Sure. I need to be in your skin.
I said in your skin.
Is that like physical touch? Physical touch or...
No, I mean, like, I need to be like in your presence.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
I get it.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. For me, it's so true. Like, especially quality time. Like, if I never see you or if I never spend time with you, I just assume that you just don't want to be.
I can say that as well. Facts. 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think especially now that our lives, obviously you guys can definitely relate, the level of busyness.
I'm behind on life.
I'm so behind on life.
Very behind.
It's so hectic. So if someone is also like, has a busy schedule and you're like, okay, you know what? I have to dedicate time.
Yeah.
Mm. That is like a level of appreciation that I can be like, you know what? I really appreciate you understanding that even through this busy moment, we have to create time for each other.
Yeah.
So that's why for me, like for sure, especially now, it's more important than ever.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah.
I feel bad because I'm really bad at it right now.
Like, what do you mean, like quality time?
Yeah.
No, I hear it. It's hard.
If someone was to date me now, they would not last.
Yeah. 100%.
Especially if that's their...
If that's their love language.
Yeah.
But do you not... Because... We can agree that we're all super busy, like, because we all work full time as well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. On top of trying to do the pods, like, and then other stuff then that's going on in our personal life, like, it's already so busy. But I can't lie, like, even though I'm very time poor, I will make time. Like, I'll create time for people who I'm like, I value being that person's space, even if I can't necessarily be in your space, but at least like let you know that I'm thinking of you. Mm. Even if I'm setting a time in January and we're in November, like I'm really sorry, I've got a super busy schedule, but it's important to me that we spend time together. Like I'll call you,
I'll schedule a time to call you, and then also let's do something in Jan. Like, yeah. Do you know what I'm trying to say? That's like, nice. I feel like being too busy is like an excuse.
Is an
and, like,
excuse. That's one thing I agree with that, like, though. I agree with
the
that.
The person I used to date before, we used to be like, I'm so busy. I'm not going to lie. I work way more hours than you do.
Come on.
Like, I do, though. Yeah. Like, a good day.
I know your job.
They just don't want to see you.
They just don't want to see you. That's what it is. The one I was doing before where a good day was 9 to 9. So I'm like, if I'm leaving the office by 12 a.m.
midnight and I'm still able to speak to you and message you and keep you updated with stuff.
Bro, you can't tell me you're too busy. Like, you're not too busy. You just don't, you're not prioritizing.
I think for me, what's helped a lot is like, when you live with a person, isn't it?
Of course.
But like you were saying, The way we're up and down, like, it's difficult trying to date someone.
So do you guys know your partner's... Sorry, are you all in relationships? Yeah. Okay, so do you guys know your partner's love languages, or have you made an effort to, like, know it, and do you make an effort to speak every day?
Yeah, I know, man.
Do you quality make an time. Effort to...
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay, good. That's what we like to hear now.
My mom is not quality time, because she don't mind being by herself. Hey. She likes her own company, you're lucky. So I don't think it's quality time.
You're lucky.
It's not gift giving,
even though it's painful for me, but I do it.
Might be act like of service, you know, as well. You know,
you don't like spend time with people.
No.
What do you mean? Expert?
But she's probably like one of the only one that probably would.
Yeah.
I hope so.
No. Like, listen, I'm
let me
weird.
Tell you about this guy. We can all be out as a threesome. Pause. Yeah.
Three months. Wife.
And all you will get is a phone call. Yeah, man. I'm on my way home. Not even. A bye, a goodbye, man. See you later. You just get, I'm on my way home.
And yeah, you've done that a few times.
What, though? I never do that with my friends.
It's long
here,
telling them
but when I used to go to work things, and people are like, and I had my group of friends at work.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be like, I text a group chat, like, guys, I'm home. I'm sorry.
I've been
because they try
that's
to like keep, me. I just want to
get home.
I'd
be
like, yo,
bro.
I'm going to the toilet, guy.
Yeah. He says, I'm going to the toilet.
I'm on my way home. You, know?
You never see him again.
I've done that.
No, it's true, though, because sometimes trying to say bye to everyone, it becomes
long.
They catch you again. I'll just stay. Crowded
places, bro. Yeah. I don't like crowd. I don't like it. Just makes me like.
Already told you didn't even really necessarily want to be there.
No.
You went like there. Sometimes I'm like, I already didn't really want to go. I've forced myself to go to spend time with my friends.
Yeah.
It's I've overstayed my welcome.
Nah,
I need
I've
to
showed
be
face. You know.
Yeah,
you know. Nah,
yeah.
Vibes,
brother,
you know.
I'm leaving,
Jerry.
But I do think. Oh, sorry.
No. I was gonna say, what about you girls? Like.
You didn't finish.
I was just gonna say, like, I think love languages I've learnt. Again, my dating history is quite long, and I feel like maybe it wouldn't have been as long if I knew how people like to receive love. Because I grew up thinking everybody received love. If you like me, then you're gonna want to receive love the way I receive love, which is word of affirmation.
Because
you know me, I'm very poetic.
Yes.
I can write paragraphs upon paragraphs. But when it comes to the other love languages, I'm not so great at them.
Yeah.
Like when I buy gifts that I think you would like, not gifts that you would like.
That you actually need. Yeah.
Yeah. When it comes to quality time, because like DT, to a lesser amount, I like my own company too. I don't necessarily think you want to be in my face all the time. So I think it's very important to incorporate your partners.
Yeah.
Even your friends. Look at these people. The only way that we've lost.
Don't you not feel like even like in a relationship at some point, like you're touching every avenue of the love language.
Yeah, of course.
Physical touch
course.
Is happening.
Yeah.
But there's midnight.
You're buying
you
gifts.
You know when your baby just do a nice hair, she goes, baby, you're sweet. That's also good, though.
Yeah, it's true. What's you get it every moment.
But
it's
gifts.
But I like, one
gifts,
is more than one is like, is a deal breaker.
And it's a lot that you are with her. The physical touch just starts here and then
it's just...
Oh, no, we don't want that.
Yeah, but it happens.
Hey, is it happening?
What's the longest relationship you've been in?
I've said this before, but I've never been in a relationship.
Oh, sweet. You're not missing
anything.
What
do you mean?
It's okay.
You know what you mean?
I haven't been able to see Uzi's face. He came round the bed.
Literally.
I don't believe it.
What do you mean you've not been in a relationship?
What, because of your
choice? Is it
it's Sharon's choice.
Yeah.
It's her.
Of course
it is.
Must be. So you cut them off at the dating stage.
If you're watching 9 to 9, what do you think is going to happen?
You sound like my uncle.
She got accountable.
My uncle.
Uzi, you said she's not prioritizing.
They are very heavily focused on their career.
No, it's not even that. Like, we always say this anyway. When I feel like, I don't know,
when we like talk to someone, you know, when you talk to the talking stage, I feel like our talking stage is quite intense to the sense that like someone else could do the same talking stage, but like they would be in a relationship quite quickly. Whereas I would like wait it out a little bit because I always feel like there's always like a plummet.
You're expecting something.
Yeah. I am. And typically it does happen. But it's not necessarily expecting, but it's more like I need more time to determine. I'm not in a rush. Especially at the age I was back then.
I've said this before too. Like I kind of, and I think you've said this as well on the pod in terms of I don't use like the beginning of my, well, I've never been in one, but like I would never use the beginning of a relationship to still decide whether I want to be that person long term. Like by the time I'm entering the relationship, I'm already thinking, okay, the next step we're heading towards marriage. And for me, I just can't do the whole, like this is not just even with relationships, even with jobs, even with like everything else, right? I have to be very sure about stuff. I can't say yes to something and have doubt or like have like, I don't know. I always just think it's like the Holy Spirit where it's like, there's something that's not quite right. And like, I don't have peace about it. I have to have 100% peace about everything that I do.
Amen. So, sorry. Yeah. Excuse me. So, so, have you, so, okay, what do you,
No, I'm not down here. I never seen this thing lose his words.
This guy, nobody taught that. So,
No, because I'm trying to word.
Okay.
I won't
be offended.
No. So I'm just trying to say, like, look, okay, cool. Maybe because you know you could differentiate our dating and like being in an actual relationship. So have you, what do you call it? Have you frequented somebody like this is some, this person here?
Like, have you been with someone consistently for a long time?
And then, that's what he's asking. But not classed as a relationship, have you? What and what's that? What's that period like? What's that?
I don't know if I should expose myself.
Let's not draw her out.
If you don't want to, it's fine.
It's been too long.
But now you're consenting, sexy, please.
I hear you.
It's so funny because I've said this so many times on the pod, but obviously it's just been the three of us and the girls already know.
You've not had no one to challenge you.
Nobody's said anything. But I don't know. I don't know, man. I just feel like there's not been, like I've been, like Beatrice said, like it's my decision. I've been in situations where I definitely could have been in a relationship with someone, but I've just felt like I can't see this like going the distance. So why am I gonna, and my whole thing, the question I always ask myself is, if this person never changes, am I still happy to be with them forever? And like, if I can't answer yes to that question, what's the point? I don't go based on like, oh, I believe that he will change because now we're together. Yeah, like, he's gonna, let's say for example, like we're dating, but I feel like you don't have enough time for me. And I've like made it known that you need to have more time for me. Like, I don't like the fact that I only speak to you like X amount of times in the week. And he keeps being like, yeah, in a relationship, it would be different. No, I need to see that now because how am I sure that you're going to be different in a relationship? Like, for me, that's like a...
Yeah. Okay, and I think maybe that's my question then. So what's the difference between dating and relationship? So like, could you...
You know what it is for me? I know it's really mad. Yeah. I have this thing that like only a select few should be able to say that like this girl has been my girlfriend. Like, you can't claim me if we're dating.
Come on.
So what, what's date? What's the difference because between the dating and relationship?
Yeah, you can be. I mean, everyone has these little
things. That's what I want to know.
You would be exclusive at certain points during the dating stage, per se, to see how it would be. But my thing is just like, for someone to be like, oh yeah, me and Beach, just like, that was my ex-girlfriend, like, or that was my girlfriend, like, that holds weight. And like Sharon said, for me, it does. I'm sorry, it does.
Big things are gone.
It does. The energy that I would give you from the beginning, like Sharon said, I don't use the beginning of my relationships to like suss out. So from the energy that you see from the beginning is like, I'm giving you energy. You're my man. Like, I respect you. Like, I'm not trying to suss you out. Like,
And to your point with the dating and relationship, I actually think there comes a point in the dating stage where you can't tell the difference between dating and being in a relationship. Like, we may as well already be in the relationship, if you get what I mean. Like, I don't think it's like, okay, you've asked me to be your girlfriend. Ta-da! Okay, let me start cooking. Let me start cleaning, scrubbing the floor. Let me have your time. Right. No, like, I just feel like start how you mean to go on. Like, I just, I don't know.
But I will say, my small advice.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, give us advice.
You need to get your heart broken, young Van Nank.
Who said it's not been broken?
Oh. Mm-hmm. And he was your man.
This is all getting confused.
This is just a rhetorical question. Oh, like, take your advice.
No, because we spoke about it on the pod and we were like,
you need to get your heart broken young because getting your heart broken at this age, gwe.
No, impossible.
You might not recover.
He's not had his heart broken before, right? We spoke about this.
We did.
Some people can miss that.
That's the right that window. That window.
Some people can miss it.
Because I... When
a
I
lot of men
broken,
we said they've ended up in vegetable state.
Literally.
Because of heartbreak.
What?
Men have ended up in vegetable state because of heartbreak.
And he's right, bro.
I swear, you're going to see them in Queen Elizabeth.
No! He's right! Wait, listen. You see? You see the Sukali? You see the Sukali you see here?
Confidence.
What do you say? I'm wearing boyfriend jeans.
Boyfriend jeans.
This Sukali here, I was like a mouse. Mm. This girl broke my heart.
Mm.
And I could not sleep in my house because we slept together there.
Stop.
So every day after work, I'd go home, eat, and I'd catch a bus. I had no car. The bus was an hour and 40 minutes all the way to Queen's Park. And I'd sleep at my aunt's house.
I thought you were going to say you slept in the park.
In the park, right? I'm like, down that bed. You are down that bed. I'm like, the park. No, that's more than heartbreak. I'm homeless. Homeless together.
I'd have to go to my aunt's house because that's where my cousins were. That's where I grew up. And I wasn't alone. And I'd go there and I'd wake. So I'll sleep there. I'd wake up at 4 a.m. to catch the bus back, to go home, to then shower and go to work. And I did that for 2 weeks, man.
I think this one's worse than Tammy's.
But I feel like, you know, I went off the radar.
No one could contact
me.
We were recording
episodes without Tammy for weeks.
Hey, swear.
Yeah.
So how did you locate her?
They just turned up to my house one day.
Back to contact your mom.
Yes. At least someone turned up. These man never looks for me.
No, like, he will turn up.
You see, it's different with men. You don't even notice that I'm no longer posting. I'm no longer, socializing.
To be fair, I wanted to ask you, I was down bad.
Yeah. I was stalking her Insta, her Facebook, her WhatsApp, her
Facebook,
friend.
Damn.
Yeah, because it was back in those days when we still had the Facebook.
One thing I said about me anytime.
I remember this guy lost weight.
Wow.
I was like a roku tree.
Nah, he's actually mad.
When I finish, I can't eat.
Yeah.
Mm,
I hear it.
I can't eat. And you see, I went to my local corner shop.
He had these holes in his beard.
I went to my corner shop. The guy looked at me and said, "Are you sick?"
No, I don't know nothing.
Bro,
the realization one time, I was at work, I went to the toilet, I was washing my hands, and you know, you got the mirror in front of you.
Yeah.
I looked at myself, I said, Who the heck is this? I could not recognize myself.
That is funny.
Which I think you have natural hair as well. I think it says
I didn't have natural hair, but my hair was like
it was you.
Yeah, dude, my hair was so bad. I looked at myself, I was like, who am I? I went back to my desk, I took these girls and I said, I'm back.
That's funny.
The next week, I went to go and do my hair. I did my nails. I said, nah. I said, Tabby.
You know the moment you're there looking at the mirror. The mirror says, is it you? It's me.
I couldn't recognize myself.
The bounce back is the good part, though.
I went and got some muscle. I tied my hair. What? Fuck that bitch, man.
I will say this.
You guys are crazy. You
didn't have to experience it because it will be brutal.
He couldn't handle it. I think the whole world would have to burn down.
I've had my own. I just don't talk about it, bro.
Fake news.
Bro, if you get affected in a way we are, it will be a huge impact.
I feel like you guys was, I don't know, with his word, it seems like from a very young age, he loves hard. I don't know, with him it's different. But like, you also was a bit older.
When mine
was happening, was like sixth form, like going into sixth form. So I didn't talk about it. I just stayed in my room.
Yeah.
But I don't talk about my thing.
When you're grown, full blown.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Don't feel like eating. Start doubting yourself, bro. Am I ever even gonna find someone else again?
Yeah, facts,
how did I even bag this person in the first place?
Mary J. Blige playing.
Wait,
too strong for me long. No, I can't be without you, babe.
Hold on, hold on.
Me and Mr. Wrong get along so good.
Tammy, let me tell you how down bad that was.
My heart so bad.
Hey, that's my song, I'm adding. Reload.
The reload.
You had this one.
What was your breakup? What was your one?
I'm not gonna cry, I'm not gonna cry, I'm not Jesus gonna Christ. Shed no just, tears. Mary J. Blige!
Oh, Mary J. Blige!
No, guys, go and listen to Not Gonna Cry, Mary J. Blige.
But
okay,
you was crying.
I did cry, I'm not gonna lie.
He listened to Not Gonna Cry.
You know how I knew I was damn bad? So good. I even started watching Adele's performances live. I felt like the recorded versions weren't emotional enough. So I had to listen to Never Mind, I'll Find Someone Like You.
Yeah,
you
start singing
emotion.
Beyonce, Me, Myself, and I.
Uh-huh.
That version.
You've been
done. This is the last thing. To know I was down bad. You know, back then when man them were listening to Drill, did it. I was listening. Best thing I never had. And I was proper like, yeah.
I pray people stop going through her.
Yeah. Honestly,
it's not good. This one was calling me every single day, trying to figure out where it went wrong.
I remember.
I was tired at one point. We keep having this conversation over and over.
But you know what's sad about that is when you're hard and you've not done wrong, and the person makes you question yourself and what you did wrong.
That's
and
yet,
you are the victim.
Yeah. Sometimes you miss signs, innit?
That's true.
That's another thing as well. So we have to
also acknowledge that.
100%.
It was staring at us.
It's not.
We're not 100%. Don't worry, we'll deal with it tomorrow. Tomorrow ended.
I was gonna say just like last thing. Sometimes you saw the signs, you just ignored them.
Yeah.
And you just carried on. And like one thing my friend used to say to me was like, "Oh well, at least you know you've gone through it now. Like you've learned from it." I was like, "That's not a lesson I needed to learn. Still, like it's not everything that you go through that you're like, oh, I can learn from this. Actually, the lesson was that." You should have never put yourself in that position in the first place.
Mm. But at the same time, I feel like if I'm talking about my situation, I feel like I definitely needed to go through that.
Really?
100%.
That's good.
It made me stronger and it made me realize what I am taking and what I'm not taking. And it makes me go through different situations with a completely different mindset to what I was. What I was 2-3 years ago, it's completely different.
Look at the hair.
Everything.
What I am not, as in...
I am back.
Out.
Welcome back. I definitely needed to go through that. Because I would even be questioning God, like, why did you allow me to get so sucked in? Like, why did you let me go through all of this stuff? Like, I was literally questioning everything. But now looking back, I needed to have that rude shock. You know, there's like, you know, those things.
That rude awakening.
Shock advertising. Sometimes you're talking to the choir. To just wake you up. So I 100% needed that. I'm grateful that I went through the journey. Whether I needed to go through that hard, I definitely needed it to have a
and
reset.
And to your point, Shia, like, just to finish, like, I needed to go through it because obviously my one, I was cheated on. Bareback, may I add. But, people need to understand why the playlist was so heavy. But I had cheated. That was the first time seeing it on the other side.
Oh, you didn't give us that context.
Yeah.
You know that. So what's your take on that?
So she cheated back.
Yeah. But after forgiving. So I thought we were square.
Oh, if it was a clean slate.
She's like you then. You know, we were saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You
made
your match.
See how God is.
So you even have the extent to be asking, was it bareback?
You know, like that, fam.
You got time, you know.
I don't know how my man probed this far.
Who would have changed?
Sukali will interview. He has that emotion.
I'm exactly like that. What made you do it?
Because I noticed that we were no longer sleeping with each other. Every time I'd go to touch, she said, "Don't touch."
She's coming off. Yeah, for me, yeah.
She's just planning the exit.
And at that point, bro, I'd understand.
She's coming off the motorway.
And the maddest thing, someone else is mashing work.
Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah,
someone else is changing the pipes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Leaving liquid everywhere.
Okay, that's not
sorry.
Someone else
has
ended it. Thank you, okay, in my opinion. Okay, okay.
Thank you, in my opinion.
In my opinion, I think it's time to wrap this up.
Before it gets put up.
For real. But no, we appreciate you guys coming on. Love
you
so much. Yes. But yeah, guys, as always, make sure you guys follow us on our socials. That is BTS.
Follow them, please.
Yes. BTS_ on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel. That is the BTS podcast.
Road to 1 million.
Plug your socials as well.
Evanange, yes, for us, we're the In My Opinion podcast. You can find us pretty much everywhere. In My Opinion Podcast UK.
Yep.
If you want individuals, for me, I'm Melinda_IV.
DT_IMO.
_Uzama. Because the rest of them are counterfeit.
Come on.
What?
Don't leave me.
Don't leave me. But you're on everything. YouTube, TikTok.
Yeah, man.
What's it? Instagram.
Even Facebook, we are there.
Yeah.
Well, you people finding love on Facebook, we are there.
By the way.
That is too funny. But yeah, no, we appreciate you guys coming on. And yeah, guys, we'll see you guys in our next episode.
Bye. Peace.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional, unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.